We've already talked about the importance of firmness in a child's life. When parents are firm, then children learn character. And so we know that firmness is going to be an important part of what we do as parents. Sometimes we have to put our foot down. Sometimes we have to make it clear that we're not going to go this particular direction. And that firmness is going to be an essential part of the parenting process.
But we also need to understand that firmness is different than harshness. Harshness is when you pour emotional intensity into the firm boundary that you've set. Firmness is important, but harshness is counterproductive in the process. It damages relationships, it builds walls. We believe that the harshness is not necessary. We've got to learn how to separate firmness from harshness.
The emotion that's poured into the particular relationship at that point is demonstration on the part of the parent that I mean business. And so I'm going to raise my emotional intensity here so that you'll get the idea that this is important or that I will not give in this situation. Now, it is important that the firmness be demonstrated, but it doesn't have to be demonstrated with this harshness. It's very common that parents will ask us about this issue. They're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with the nagging or the upset feelings that are demonstrated through their voice on a regular basis. Often parents will say, I don't know how to stop yelling. I don't know what to do differently. And that's because patterns have developed over a significant period of time. What we're saying to parents is you've got to change the cues. I would sit down with your child and I would say, look, I have been yelling at you and I don't like what I see in myself when that happens. I don't think you like it when I yell at you. Let's change the pattern. There are some times when I want to communicate to you when I mean business and I tend to raise my voice to get you to stop arguing with me or to get you to be quiet or to settle down or to get out in the car or whatever. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to change the pattern. So let's develop some new cues besides emotion that can help us do that.
I think it's one of the growing edges for many parents is to be able to separate firmness from harshness. They seem to go together in so many responses from a parent when I'm trying to reinforce this boundary that I'm setting or the instruction I'm giving, communicate I really mean this. Somehow we feel like that emotion is important, communicating the importance of the task. We've got to be able to separate those two out because the harshness can really be damaging. It builds walls. It helps, causes the child to not respond with a good cooperative heart response. I think it really encourages fearfulness in the child, often with young children at least. The harsh parent is motivating the child out of fear rather than out of respect or love or obedience.
And I think what that does then is it creates inside of a child this desire to be a people pleaser, be afraid of the next episode that might take place on my parent's part. So the child then grows up to be a people pleaser. Now, instead of doing something because it's the right thing to do, they're doing something to avoid the next anger episode. What we're doing when we work on firmness without the harshness is we're teaching children some moral development. We're teaching them to be responsible. We're teaching them that there are limits that don't involve parental explosions. We're teaching them that there's a right and a wrong. So there's a lot involved here, and we can teach our children a lot by pulling the harshness out but keeping the firmness.
So what we want to do is demonstrate firmness with our words, with relationship, by being quick to step in when the child's doing the wrong thing. So often it's a timing issue for us as parents. If we allow the disobedience to go on too long, then we will naturally start to feel angry, and we might try to use that anger to solve the problem. Really what we want to do is solve the problem more quickly. As soon as we see the child disobeying or doing the wrong thing, we want to step in with firmness, using our words, not our emotions, to communicate the child's done the wrong thing, and we need to see some changes quickly.
Harshness is damaging for several reasons. It builds distance in the relationship. Children get the message inside of their hearts that they're unloved or unworthy or unacceptable. Those aren't messages we want our children to receive. What children need to do is learn things from life. Firmness is going to help children demonstrate those things, and they're going to be able to grow in the process. But harshness creates a smokescreen or a confusion for children. So now they're focusing more on the relationship dynamic, and it's really not the relationship that we want to draw attention to. We want to draw attention to the fact that you need to stop jumping on the couch, or you need to stop arguing with me, or you need to stop doing this to your sister, or so on. So what we're doing is we're using some firmness, but trying to remove the harshness so as to clarify to our children what's expected of them and where they need to grow and develop.